listening to the Writerly Bites podcast, where you'll get bite-sized tips for making your writing and your writing life better. I'm Blair Hurley, and I'm a novelist and creative writing instructor. You can find more about me at blairhurley.com and on Twitter at bhurley. You can follow news about the podcast on Twitter at Writerly Bites. This week is an interview with the writer Arif Anwar. Born in Bangladesh, Arif Anwar is an author based in Toronto. His debut novel, The Storm, was inspired by the 1970 Bola cyclone and weaves together five interconnected stories as it explores love and emotion across 50 years of Bangladeshi history. It was such a pleasure to have a chat with Arif and to hear his very practical tips for getting the work done, really being productive in his creative life. So without further ado, here's my quick conversation with Arif Anwar.
So I'm speaking today with Arif Anwar, who wrote his debut novel, The Storm, which came out just a year or two ago now. And it's a fantastic novel. And Arif and I have crossed paths in our teaching capacities and talking to writers who are emerging and aspiring writers. So thanks so much for appearing on the podcast, Arif.
Oh, thank you for inviting me.
So I would just love to hear from you. What is your favorite tip that you like to give your students? Something that gets them inspired or that helps you in your own writing process?
Well, I mean, I hope it inspires them. It's pretty simple. For me, the priority always when starting a longer piece of work or even a short story is the word count, right? Mm-hmm. Ultimately, 10 actual words written on a page is better than 100 minutes thinking about writing to me. Because that's something you have, that's something you can work with. And just being a generally procrastinating and disorganized person myself, I find some level of structure to be useful. So if you think about writing a novel, you think 300, 400 pages, 100,000 words, whatever it is. That's a really intimidating thought, right?
Yes.
That's the thought that I have to write that many pages. But thinking, you know, I could write 250, 500 words a day, that's less intimidating. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, maybe every day, 100 days in a row or 200 days in a row, then you have a manuscript. So to me, it's always, accumulation is the idea, just slow and steady accumulation. And just having, so the tip that I give to my students is don't set a number of hours you'll work a day, target a number of words that you'll write a day. That way that's, you know, you could say I'll try and write 2 hours every day, but you could sort of sit in front of your computer for 2 hours, you watch YouTube, you think
that
really
time
hard.
Should be wasted, definitely.
You think really hard about the book and you wanna procrastinate by doing some research, by reading this other book that you really, really need to read in order to get this chapter done. Mm-hmm. There's no other way. And before you know it, those 2 hours are gone. But if you say, I'll write 500 words a day or 400 or whatever else you think is a sustainable number for you, given, you know, whatever other priorities you have in your life, then that's a much more measurable tool or, you know, measurable way to get to where you're going. Mm-hmm. So I use a writing program called Scrivener.
Yes. I just started using it myself, and there are a lot of features that I don't use, but it has a lot of good features that I do use.
I think the most important, it's got a lot of great features. For one, it breaks down each chapter as sort of a separate document. So whenever you load it, it's not like loading a massive document that takes 5 minutes while you watch the wheels spin.
Right.
but my favorite So that makes it faster as well. So if you put in a comment somewhere, it doesn't slow the whole thing down. But my favorite feature of it more than anything is that it has, you can tell Scrivener that I want to write a novel and I think the first draft will be 100,000 words and I want to finish it, let's say one date, 7 months from now or 9 months from now. Mm-hmm. So there's an option where you can select where Scrivener will sort of calculate back from your deadline and spit out a daily word count that you have to hit have that manuscript done by that deadline, which I find enormously useful because not only that, but it has a little sort of blue progress bar right at the top of the page. As you type, you see it sort of fill in real time.